Dr. Daniel Wildcat is a professor at Haskell Indian Nations University who recently wrote a book about the importance of including the knowledge of Indigenous peoples in the fight against climate change.
Before any of us in this room thought in boxes, before any of us worked in silos, before any of us did research that was prescribed and detailed in our disciplines and the methodologies of choice we employ, our ancestors learned, worked, thought, researched out of doors.
This is from a talk he gave at the 2008 Great Lakes Adaptation Forum in Michigan this week. The conference was focused on climate adaptation, but the goal was to bridge gaps between people working in different sectors affected by climate change. Jenna Jorns is the program manager for the Great Lakes Integrated Sciences and Assessments.
A lot of times at conferences, you go to a session specifically on water or on cities or rural communities or public health. So instead of having sessions that are designed around one sector, we wanted to have sessions that go across those tracks. So people from all different disciplines will come together to learn from each other.
Aside from Indigenous inclusion, the conference also focuses on low-cost climate adaptation plans for poorer communities. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk.